Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. How are you today?
Yes, dear. I'm sorry I didn't get your first name.
My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department.
Ricky. I like that.
Thank you.
That's a cool name.
I'm sorry.
My name is, I said that's a cool name.
Okay. Thank you.
My name is Tammy Grove, and back, I guess it was in October or something, my son was on my phone, and he had ordered this KitchenAid mixer and pots and pans, which he saw where it was free, just enter, and you had to cancel within 24, 48 hours. I didn't know anything about this. So over the weekend, I am trying to do a little online Christmas shopping. And I got on your site and it said that I had been blacklisted. And I thought, what in the world does that mean? So I hang up and get on the phone to my bank. And they said they had never even heard of it. And I said, well, they will. I said, it won't let me order anything. And they said, I said, do you have, by any chance, have a number to this place? And that's how I was able to reach y'all. The bank gave me the phone number. So come to find out, my son had went into my purse and got my card. I think he was trying to be a sweetheart when he saw something was free and send me a mixer, which I don't cook. We have pots and pans. So I don't know. I think he was just trying to be a sweetheart. But boy, we're gonna have that talking to this afternoon when he gets home. So of course it wasn't canceled. Now this is the information I'm just getting. I'm trying to figure all this out this morning, between yesterday and this morning. And that's and $100 right at $100 was taken out of my account. I never got a mixer, never got the pots and pans, and something about, she told me something about a $125 gift certificate, which I certainly never received, but $100 was taken out of my account, and I would like to be able to get that money back, first of all. Second of all, I want to be able to come back into your store because I like to shop there. And this weekend, it told me that I was not allowed to shop there anymore because I've been blacklisted. I don't
Okay.
really know what that means, but it definitely sounds negative.
Okay, can I have your first and last name, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, Ricky, that name is Tammy Grove, 3402 Normandy Road. That's Greensboro, North Carolina, 27408.
Thanks so much for information as well. So you're saying this is fraud, correct? However, we're not unable to blacklist it. If we do, then your account will be canceled. You'll be charged again. But however, ma'am, we can file this as fraud, but I want you.
I do not want my account canceled because I've got some Christmas things I'd like to buy from you all. I don't want to be canceled. I just wonder what I just. Wondering why I can't order.
Okay, so.
And where's my $100?
Okay, so I can get you, okay, so if I uncancel you, ma'am, you'll be charged again. And you said that you never placed this order. This is fraud, correct?
Well, my 15-year-old son did it, so I think he was trying to be a nice guy when he saw it was for free. And he didn't read the terms and conditions and just accepted. And I, you know, I'm that's as far as I can surmise it right now. I'm just as confused today as I was over the weekend trying to place a little couple Christmas items I wanted to purchase. And that's when it came up that I've been blacklisted. So my 15-year-old son did it, and I'm really not going to call it fraud. Although he didn't tell me. See, that when the bank notified me, I had not heard about this. And
Okay,
that's
so
how I that's how I ended up with just how to get in contact with you all, because they had the phone number.
Okay, so what I can do for you is issue out a 50% refund, ma'am. Would that work for you?
Yes, dear, that would work for me. And I would like to be taken off the blacklist, because I'm going to turn around and give you that money right back, because there are a couple things that I want to order from you all.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple things that I want to purchase from your company. Now, had my son told me this instead of just going into my purse and getting my card, we wouldn't be on the phone in this situation at the moment. But I did want to get it straightened out, because I do like to buy things from your store.
Okay, so your account has been canceled, ma'am. I do apologize. We're not able to unblacklist it. If we do, ma'am, you'll be charged again automatically. So we did have to blacklist it, since you said that it's fraud. Hello?
Yeah, I just don't know what to say.
You can just use someone else's information, like their card and everything, ma'am, to actually place the order. No, new order, because you won't be able to use yours. I'm sorry. I'll use it like a different card.
Wow. I think that's just totally unfair, because I didn't get, I mean, even when my son went into my purse and got my card, I still didn't get the things.
Okay, so yes, and you'll have to actually use an.
I was charged, but I never received anything, and now I'm blacklisted.
Okay,
it's not computing in my mind.
Okay, so
I never received anything. I was charged almost $100, and now I'm blacklisted. I feel like I've gotten a short end of the stick, and I don't even really know what's going on.
Okay. I do apologize. If we unblacklist it, ma'am, you'll be charged again.
Charged for what? For letting me back in
it was
your club?
It was a monthly's membership, ma'am.
How much does it cost to get into the club?
It's a monthly membership, ma'am. You pay that monthly.
How much is it monthly, dear?
Okay, so you pay the $56.95 for the Sweet States entry, ma'am. Buys your chance for the discount membership. Buys you a $125 voucher to our online store.
Okay, well, I never got nothing.
Okay, so we did refund you, ma'am, and that partial refund go back to your account on 3 to 5 business, okay? And your account is completely canceled. Thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy your wonderful day.